This is K Diddy, the Elixir of Love, and coming to you live right here on Can a Player Play. We just want to start off with a little bit of Al Green before we introduce our guest today, Mr. Bruce Starr, the Love Coach, because he's going to have some answers to some a lot of those questions. Mr. Starr, are you with us?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for you.
Welcome to the show, sir. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here, and I so look forward to talking relationships, love, sex, and dating issues with you, Lamont.
Well. Well, let's get it on, man. Let's let our listeners know a little bit of something about your background. I know you've been on TV. You've been on radio. I mean, you're an author. Well, let us let them hear it from you, sir, because I know you could tell them about you better than I can.
Yes, thank you so much. You know, I've been on a 40-year self-study at first to learn about relationships for myself. And after hearing and learning so much from some great teachers and mentors and philosophies on life, I started sharing what I learned in 1993 doing local radio and television. Local ended up being in Los Angeles and Boston and New York and Phoenix and different places around the country. And I learned some incredible things right around the same time. I heard about AOL. I said, what is that? What is AOL? Well, I learned to find out that I became one of the first relationship online internet coaches. And my email address, lovecoach, L-U-V, not L-O-V-E, L-U-V-C-O-A-C-H at AOL.com. No numbers, no letters. I was one of the first on America Online. And I've been helping people over a 10-year period of time, Lamont. I had over 6,000 intimate, detailed, documented conversations. And I opened up that room because I wanted to help people. But what I couldn't believe were the stories, the thousands of stories that I heard, and what I was learning from them was not in any books that I can find. And that's why I wrote my book called Body Traders. And we could talk more about that.
Body Traders. That's an interesting title. Kind of makes you think of some sci-fi stuff or something out of space. But I guess you could tell us how you relate that to the relationships, though.
Okay, my pleasure. You know, I found out that so many of us got our hearts broken when we were 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 years old. And to stay social and to stay dating and to those of us that wanted to continue having sex in our lives, we started approaching relationships with our hearts kind of tucked away. And some people call those players. Well, players are people that can play around because they've tucked their heart away so far away that they don't think that they get hurt. So here's what happens. When a player or a body trader proceeds in relationships without their heart, they start making intellectual choices about the best deal possible. Stereotypically, ladies, don't get mad at me. Ladies going after the guy who had the most money, the best job, the nicest car, lived in the nicest house. They started making decisions on who they were going to give of themselves to intellectually. Guys, instead of leaning forward with their hearts and saying, yeah, I really feel really good about her. No, they stopped using their heart to decide who they're going to go out with and started going after the woman, the prettiest woman, the woman with the best body. And so they would give each other what they had if the other one had enough of what they wanted. In the old days, they called that horse trading. I call it body trading.
Okay. So what do you see as a remedy for that?
Well, it's a tough one because proceeding, looking for relationships, thinking about relationships, and feeling relationships is like oil and water. It's totally opposite in nature. And I feel that an incredible vast majority of people in our current generation are not using their hearts to find someone. They're using their heads. So The first step, Lamont, is to be aware that people are making intellectual choices about who they're going to go out with, and it doesn't work. And here's why it doesn't work, Lamont. You know what? If it worked, I'd be out here saying, go for it. Everybody have a great time. Go after the richest guy. Go after the sexiest guy. Go after the sexiest girl. Here's the problem. When you go after a relationship, when you think about relationships, when you compromise yourself and decide on who you're going to go out with, you know, back when we were 15, 16, 17, 18, our hearts didn't change. Once we fell in love, boy, it was awfully hard to get over that first love, which is the problems that so many are facing. But when you think about relationships, and men stereotypically know when a woman is choosing him for his money, he just knows it. Doesn't make him feel good, doesn't make him feel secure. A woman is the same way. She knows that a guy is picking her for her breast size, her butt size, how she looks, her sexuality, and she knows deep inside that someone else could easily take her place because that was a thought that a guy had that he really wanted her. But once she becomes difficult, she gets a little older, her insecurities kick in, and rightfully so, because he can change her mind. Same thing with women. We went through a terrible time in 2008. How many relationships broke up because the guy ran out of money? The guy knows it. So instead of having relationships based on love and kindness and generosity and sweetness and mutual support, we have relationships now based upon fear that the other one who we get great sex from, who we found can support us in the lifestyle that we want to be in, they can change their minds, and that makes each and every one of us very insecure. And this is why we're having such bloody divorces now, because people are so angry at each other because they change their minds.
Well, let me ask you this one, because you was making me think about another thought. What happened to the group of people out there because of the economic situation that get together and they call it love, but it's really based on survival or convenience or I don't know if I'm explaining myself correctly. I'm trying to find the right words for that. I mean, they're cohabitating and they go at it for love, but it's really just a means to an end to survive.
You know, Lamont, one of the words that's the most misused in our whole world is the word love. You can call love anything. You can call doing anything love. You can say, I love you, or you just met someone. The word love means nothing. What you want to happen is you want your heart to open up and you want to start having feelings towards another person. And here's my biggest fear, Lamont, and this is really starting to come true. If people continue along the same path, and I know this is going to sound harsh, but if people continue along the same path of thinking about relationships, they're going to end up on their deathbed alone because they're going to change their mind so many times, they're not going to be with anybody. And it's going to be true of everyone. The old days where Your wife was by your side. Your husband was by your side. Your kids were by your side. If that's based on love and kindness and sweetness and generosity that you had towards your mate and your children. If we keep going in this heartless approach to relationships, millions and millions and millions of people are going to die alone on their deathbed.
And I could definitely see that happening because people have got so critical of each other. They don't even look at themselves as maybe the part of the problem or 90% of the problem. So it's kind of hard to love somebody when you're so busy pointing a finger at them and you don't even truly love yourself.
Excellent, man. Lamont, it all starts with ourselves. And until we have a way to open up our hearts and to want sweetness in our lives and to want joy, unconditional joy, until we want that in our lives, we have nothing to offer another person. You have to have something before you can offer it to somebody else. If you don't have self-love, if you don't love yourself unconditionally the way you are, no matter how it is, no matter what mistakes you've made, if you beat yourself relentlessly from the mistakes you've made, if you beat yourself up and beat yourself down, you're not loving yourself, and you're not going to be able to put out love to another person. You have to have something first before you can put it out into the world.
Now, why do people have a tendency to want to call people that feel that or have that frame of mind? Why do people have a tendency to want to call those people selfish or stuck on themselves?
Isn't that something? You know, the word truly selfish is a beautiful word. It really is. Until we care about ourselves, who else is going to care about us, Lamont?
How can you care about anybody else if you don't care about yourself? That's the part.
And you know, if every time you go on an airline, what is the first thing that they say to you when they start talking to you? Put the mask on yourself, because if you don't take care of your own needs, you're not going to be able to take care of anybody else's needs. So selfish is wonderful. It's like being Spanish. That's who you are. It's like being English. But what's not so great is being self-centered and thinking the world should evolve around you and your needs without putting anything out in return. Two very different concepts, misunderstood, but people have to know. When somebody calls you selfish, thank you. That's the nicest thing you've said to me all day or all week or all month. That means we're looking out for ourselves.
And that is lovely, because if you can't and don't do that, how can you love someone else?
That's right. That's right.
Just totally, totally impossible. Totally impossible.
Right? Exactly.
Well, Bruce, tell me, I had a question, another question for you. And your events that you do, I mean, what's the ratio between male and female at your attendances?
You know, it's always more females that are into the feeling work. Men are so afraid of feeling that, you know, it takes a really strong man to say to himself, I have all this stuff. I have a great job. I have a wonderful car. I live in this wonderful house. I even have this great boat, great job. I have nobody to share it with. What is going on here? All these women that keep approaching me for what I have hasn't worked. What is going on here? It takes a strong man to realize that the way he is going about intellectually picking his girlfriends, boyfriends, whatever it is wrong. It's wrong. It takes a strong man to realize that. What I do to try to keep it equal, I get the people that come to my seminars involved. I say to them, if you'll bring a man with you, I'll give you a very nice discount on the cost that it costs to come to any of my seminars or weekends. So that's the way I do my best to attract as many men as possible.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you use the word strong. I like to use the word wise. I like to say it takes a wise man, because for me, a wise man would know what he don't know and go seek the knowledge to know what he needs to know. And a lot of these men, they just don't know how to select or to approach or attract the right female. I mean, their whole mode of operation is off, and they don't realize that they just don't know.
It's a whole generation of people that are totally lost in space. And the women have joined in. The women want to be the masculine ones. They want to be the aggressors. They want to be the ones that choose their man. And, oh, my God, are things confusing in relationships now? The incredible Dr. Pat Allen, I'm not sure if you know who she is, she does unbelievable work explaining to the ladies that ladies have been the feminine receptive ones for 10,000 years. The men have been the aggressive masculine ones for 10,000 years. It doesn't mean anyone is any stronger or weaker than the other. It's just the way it was. And now the women want to be the aggressive, assertive ones, and the men don't know what the heck is going on. They approach a woman, and they just walk away because they want to be the aggressors. It has never been more confusing.
And, too, Bruce, I think a lot of the reason is, too, is because a lot of men have forgotten how to be men. You know.
They've gotten...
I'm gonna put that one out there on the men too. Go ahead. I'm sorry. They've gotten lazy
because the women are getting so aggressive. They're like the way the ladies were in the past, where if 100 men came on to them, they would be the one that would pick out the ones that they want to be with. Now it's the same thing. You get a good looking guy, a rich guy, 100 women come on to them, and they can sort of pick and choose who they want to go out with. But guess what? As they pick and choose from the ones that are coming at him, they've lost that art of choosing the one that they really want to be with. And that adds to the confusion even more.
That is so very true. For those of you just joined the show, we're talking to Bruce Starr, the love coach. If you'd like to join us, press #1 on your phone, and we'd be glad to let you join in. Yeah. It's one second, Bruce. We got somebody that wants to join us here.
Great.
225, you're on live with Can I Play a Play.
Hi, this is Giselle Harrelson. How are you all doing?
We're fantastic.
That is great. I'm listening to the conversation, and I am truly enjoying it. I'm enjoying your discussion, Bruce. I find it intriguing
in
the areas that you are kind of breaking down, and when it comes to male and female, and of course today's women are very aggressive and bold. I say that in their approach today versus many years ago.
So who's been bold? Women have been bold?
Women are becoming very bold, I think, when it comes to what it is that they want. I think that they are, if they desire it and if they want it, I think that they, you know, they don't think twice about approaching.
And the reason that that's not going to work out in their best interest for a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
because let's you know, the men, you can't take the masculine out of men. You can try, and a lot of people are trying to knock it out of them right now. But a masculine, assertive man, his whole thing in life, believe me, is to find that one great girl
mm-hmm.
that he can marry, bring home to mom and dad, and show his family what a smart guy he is and how wonderful he found an incredible woman. But if women are coming on to him and he's picking and choosing with his finger which one he goes out with, he
right.
didn't choose her. He's not proud of that.
Right.
She is not the kind of woman he's going to want to bring home to his family, and it's not going to work in the long run.
Now, let me ask you something here. Wouldn't you say, and that's, you know, that's my perception, as I feel too, because by nature, I believe that men are hunters. That's just the way.
Exactly.
They're just kind of hunters by nature. And when you take that away, you're right, you take something away from them as being a male and a man.
Yeah, what do they do if they can't be hunters? So they have to sit and wait for the hunters to come after them. It's not their nature. It doesn't work. They don't like it. Ladies, they don't like it. Stop doing it.
And it's amazing, though, as much as you say that, for whatever reason, I don't know if it's what's being taught today or, you know, and you do have a segment of women who are kind of sitting back, and but then you have this thing where it's like, okay, you sit back and, you know, this great guy is going to get away, you know. If you don't let it be known, you know, how will he know? So would you say that there's mixed messages that's kind of being given in this particular realm when it comes to dating?
Giselle, you can't pay attention to messages that don't make sense, but I'm going to mm-hmm. give you a message now that will make incredible sense. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
You are the most powerful attractor in the whole world. The feminine energy is no more powerful of an attractor. There is no such thing as anything more powerful. They have always done two things to make it known that they are interested. They didn't bang anybody over the head with a bat. They didn't go up to them and say, hi, my name is Giselle. What's your name? They didn't mm-hmm. do that for 10,000 years. But here's what they did do that's incredibly effective. They smiled, not just for 1 second. They looked at you in the eye and made eye contact with them for not just a second and looked down and away. How are we supposed to know you're interested?
Exactly.
Keep looking at them, smile, eye contact for 1, 2, 3, 4 seconds. And if they don't come over, if they don't come over, there's something wrong with them, the situation. They're married, they're gay, they're too feminine. But your job is to smile and make eye contact, and then they will come over to you if they're going to be the right person for you.
Great, good. Okay, well, I tell you what, I'm definitely going to continue to tune in. I'm really enjoying the discussion here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Giselle.
Thank you. Have a great one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Bruce, what are we going to do about our professional athletes? What are we going to do about these guys?
Oh, boy, Lamont. Is there a perfect storm out there or what? And here's the perfect storm, Lamont. It's not great news. And, you know, I don't like being the bearer of bad news, but I don't hear anybody else talking about this quite the same way. And so I'm going to talk about it. And here's the deal, Lamont. You know, in the last 20 years, gangs have moved in to the city after city after city. We heard about it 20 years ago. We knew that they were sort of around, but they have moved into every city in the country. And with the breakup of the family unit, with both parents sometimes out there with jobs, where are the children, where are the young adults supposed to learn right from wrong? The parents, either the father is either gone or the mother is working to pay the bills, God bless her, but those kids are left alone. Where do they go? When you and I grew up, Lamont, I mean, when we went out to the streets, I went out to play football and baseball and basketball and hockey. That's what I did when I went out to the streets. But now the kids are being attracted into gangs to do their work for them, to feel a sense of brother, brotherly love. When I say the word love, it's not really love because it's people using other people. And now we're seeing the result of that. People that are able to smash their wives, their boyfriends, get into these deep battles. When these young people go to a bar for the first time after getting their first paycheck, what do they want to do? They want to go get the girls. They want to go with the guys that have been going to the bars, and they go there, and they can't wait to spread their money around. But who do they meet there, Lamont? They meet the most vicious sharks. They meet women who are out there for a purpose. They're driven to meet someone, not for love. They don't go to those bars to meet a lover. They go to those bars to meet someone rich, powerful, famous, lots of money. And when they find you, they're not going to let you go. And that's where those battles come from, Lamont. Those fights, those battles come from when the guy changes his mind because the woman has turned crazy, or when he's turned crazy and they have these battles. That's the problem. I don't see it going away. What they need, Lamont, they need somebody like me to be an off-field coach. They have coaching in every step of the way. One of my basketball players said, Bruce, we've been coached every step of the way all these years. You take us out of the gym, we don't know what to do, where to go. Every single one of these players should have a off-field relationship coach to keep them out of trouble, keep them out of jail, and keep them on the field.
Now, that's an interesting concept because that's an interesting concept.
Because, that's a lot, huh?
Yeah, boy, look, that's a mouthful because it looks like it doesn't really matter to what profession you're in or what job you hold. If you're a person that you're just no good, you're just a no good person, whether you're a coach or a pastor or whatever. You just are who you are, and your job doesn't change that person. It just kind of gives you a cover-up. So, you know, it's kind of it's a crazy world out there now, so. I guess we just can stay prayerful, boy, and keep plugging away and keep working at it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Lamont, let people know that they can get in touch with me by my email address? Because it's really important. Because what I'm trying to do, I know, is against the grid. I know it's swimming upstream. But I want to start an open heart movement where people who want to meet other people with their hearts open, they need support. I want to hear from as many people who are out there who want support in getting back to picking people from their hearts, not from their minds and not from compromising themselves, but to find someone because of the way they feel about them. And people are going to need support to do that. So my website is Body Traders, just like the name of my book, bodytraders.com, and my email is lovecoach@aol.com, and I want to hear from anyone that wants support to opening up their hearts to love again.
And we definitely need more of that. Everybody needs love, for sure. What do you think, man? You're going to be going back into TV anytime soon?
You know, I would love to. I have some incredible reality show ideas. If there's a producer out there listening who sees some great, great shows out there now in the world of relationships, incredible quality shows, I've got some, and I'm just looking for the right people to join up with because I'm real excited about helping people because there's only a few billion people out there who are looking for love. And I think that there's an audience out there for sophisticated, highbrow relationship shows, sitcoms, or reality shows. And I spent 10 years out in Los Angeles. I'm in South Florida now. But I know all about what goes on out in Los Angeles. I was in the entertainment industry for 10 years. And my goal is to really reach as many people as I can, and I know the way to do that is television and radio.
Right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I think you definitely got a great message, a great platform, and we're going to do everything we can on our end to definitely get you to the get you to the right audience as far as the TV application, because I think you definitely need to be on that.
Thank you, Lamont. I appreciate that.
And I know you're a busy, busy guy. Definitely want to thank you for taking time out of your day to come through and talk about your book and talk about your wonderful work. And I don't know, it's not much more I can say. Boy, everybody needs love, and this world's going around a vicious circle. And if we don't grab a hold and start taking stock of what we do, we're going to be in trouble.
That's right. And, you know, I do offer one-on-one relationship coaching for people that value themselves, that people that realize they're wise enough to realize that they're off in the wrong path. They don't know what they're doing. They keep making the same mistakes over and over again. I can help. I want to help you. I want to do one-on-one relationship coaching with you. Doesn't matter where in the world you live. We could do it on Skype. We could do it on the telephone. I want to help you. I know it's my job for the rest of my life is to help as many people as possible to open up their hearts to love, because I feel the world depends on it.
What would you say to people out there, Bruce, that they say they want different type of male or females in their life, but they keep going out and getting the same body style, the same type radio, the same tires, the only thing is different is the name.
They really, listen, I was single a majority of my adult life. I can relate to that. People used to kid me and they used to say, Bruce, the only difference between the girls that you have is one's a redhead, one's a brunette, one's a blonde. It's like, you know, the same kind of girl with different colored hair. I understand
right.
that. I understand that. I didn't know any better. They don't know any better. You know what? There's coaches for everything in the world now. There's consultants for everything in business now. You're a business owner. I want to hear from you. You use consultants and coaches for everything for your business. Why wouldn't you use a coach or a consultant for the thing that's the most important thing in your life, which is having someone to share your life with? Why wouldn't you not?
I got people over here raising their hand, Bruce, like they're in kindergarten. They're raising their hand because ego was one reason.
That's right.
For male.
That's right. That's right. And you know, you and I both know what ego is. Ego is edging God out. So your highest self can't be found when you're in your ego. Your lowest self is running around with all the other lower selves looking for sex, looking for power, looking for glory. It's not working. Stop. Give yourself a break. Don't keep doing what doesn't work.
I was trying to find a word. I know ego is the man's issue, but what is a woman's problem? I know we got women out there listening to the show. Raise your hand because we want to find out what it would be a woman's issue. Because I know a man's problem.
You know, women have turned so masculine, though, that Lamont, that they have the same exact problem that the men had. It's the same thing. They want to. They want someone who's got a six pack. Just all you have to do is talk to the women. They'll tell you six pack. That's the most important thing. Oh my God. You can't keep going in that direction. And you need a coach or a consultant to help you off this path. You're going to end up alone and lonely. And once you get older and older, it's going to be more and more impossible. Men, once you get older and older, women won't even want to be with you unless you're a billionaire. And women, if you keep going in this direction, women, you're going to not be with anyone. You're going to grow old alone and be in the old age home alone. Don't do it. Let me help you.
This is when you're supposed to throw your phone number out there, Bruce, your contact information again.
Here it is, 305-814-2011. Email me at lovecoach, lovcoach@aol.com. I want to hear from all the open-hearted people. I'm going to come out there to L.A., and I'm going to do some weekend relationship workshops where we get all the open-heart people together, men and women. I'm going to put them under one roof for 3 whole days. And that's the way to meet someone. No TVs, no computers, no iPads, no cell phones. Just people, looking at people, dealing with people, bonding with people. That's the way to meet.
We got a couple of friends we're going to send over there, too, for sure, man. These guys is like dating females like 30 years younger than they are, but they can't understand how come all they do is pay for all the little girls' toys and trinkets and gadgets, but they never do anything they want to do. They can't understand why that's
Lamont,
that way.
I'll explain it to them. I'll explain it to them. Send them my way.
I will.
I'll make it very clear and simple. Very clear and simple.
Because they need help desperately. They constantly cry about they don't do this and they don't act this way and I don't understand it. Well, 30
You're
years.
You're with a child.
I mean, what
You're
you,
with
yeah,
a child.
What do you think?
Only with you for your money, you dingbat. What is the story? Listen, there are some incredible, alone, lonely, dynamic, beautiful women in their 40s and 50s that take care of themselves. They go to yoga classes. They look spectacular. They've kept in shape. That's who a good man should be going for, not a play toy who's just going to use them and abuse them and break their hearts. Oh, my goodness gracious. That's got to stop. Please, guys. That's got to stop.
Would you say that type of male or female have some type of self-esteem issues themselves?
Absolutely. You know, the idea, and that's where my body traders comes in. A guy in his ego, in his mind, wants to have a woman on his arm that's going to make him look great in front of his friends. What kind of reason is that to be in a relationship? What's going on here? You want to be in a relationship with someone you can share common things with, who kind of likes you, who you kind of like, who you get along with, who you can spend good quality time with. That's what you need to be focusing on as you get older, not who can give you the best 20-year-old sex. That is just crazy. I know I got that out of my system when I was in my 20s and 30s, and thank God I wasn't hanging around in bars and clubs when I was in my 40s and 50s looking for 20-year-olds. Nothing would have been more worse than me wanting to do that, and I know that there's a lot of people doing that, and they've got to know that these girls are picking them for their money, their power, because they're a producer, because they're a casting director. How silly can they get that a 20-year-old is going to be attracted to a 50 or a 60-year-old? We've got to smarten up. We've gotten so dumb.
And guys, he's talking about not getting with these women that enjoy spending your money as much as you do.
Do it with someone who will appreciate it, who will like you for it, not dislike you for it.
Well, we're going to have them lined up at your doorway.
I'm ready for them. You and I, Lamont, we'll put out as much good love and energy as we can.
Because these guys, man, they fall into that category. They just don't know what they don't know. That's
the
whole
section. Maybe they needed to hear it. They needed to hear it from someone neutral.
Yeah, they do. Hey, we're going to start the whole section over there, you know, to the left in the building. This is for everybody that don't know what they don't know.
That's right. That's okay. You know, it's okay not to know. I'll be out there. Come fly me out there. Let's do one-on-one sessions with a bunch of different people and get you going towards love instead of this mindless, hurtful, destructive, rejecting thing that so many millions of people are doing right now.
Right. Well, we're definitely going to keep praying for them. And again, Bruce, thank you so much. And we hope our listeners out there have learned something today, and reach out for you. They need to.
My pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for having me on the phone. Many thanks for Lori for putting this together.
Absolutely. And we're definitely going to be doing a lot of work together, man. I already know.
Be my pleasure. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bruce Starr, everybody, the love coach. Right here on Can a Player Play, if you just joined us, call in number 646-929-2870. Learn what you need to know right here. Mighty Whispers. If you just joined the show, you listen to Can I Play a Play? This is K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love, coming to you live every Sunday, 2:30 PST. If you just join us, you can always get the beginning of the show with our guest today, Mr. Bruce Starr, the love coach, giving up jewels for what we need to do and how we're going to get it together for the things that we look to accomplish with the opposite sex in the future, you know, to help get our family thing together because we all need some help. A lot of things going out there in the world that have us a little distracted.
Watch a movie, oh girl, eat some pie. I'm gonna light a fire, and I'm gonna hold you close to me, girl, and we're gonna make love. We're gonna make love, cause we stand.
Yeah, as Mr. Lenny Williams, our good friend, formerly of the Tower of Power, we just sent that out there to all the lovers all over the world. And definitely want to give a shout-out to our guest today, Mr. Bruce Starr, the love coach. Y'all go check him out. And also, shout-out to our great, good, new friend, Ms. Giselle Harrison, for chiming in. You guys will be able to check her out real, real soon on the show. We're going to have her here talking about her book and what she got going on, you know. So far, so on. But check us out. We're going to keep the show moving with something like this, with What's Going On by Mr. Chris Jasper.
Far too many of you die.
from Mr. Chris Jasper of the mighty Isley Brothers. We're down to our last 2 minutes of the show, and I'd definitely like to thank all of our listeners for joining us to hear our guest today, Mr. Bruce Starr. This portion of the show, should I say the show, was brought to you by World Movement Records. Go check us out at www.worldmovement.com. Go over there and see what we got going on. Also, Culture Pearls Entertainment, about the movie and all that good stuff we got happening. Shout out to my boy, Standing Man, in Vegas, doing what he do. We're going to take y'all home with one of these standards. But come week, right here on Can a Player Play, with your boy, K Dizzle, the Elixir of Love. That's right.
Trying to love me wasn't easy. It wasn't easy, baby. But you stuck on in there with me.